الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والذين جاهدوا فينا لنهدينهم سبلنا سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون والسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله رب العالمين اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. We've been given many gifts from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But I would say the one gift that trumps them all is the fact that we've been given time. Time meaning that we've been created and we've been given an opportunity. And this opportunity is obviously bound by time. I mean, think about it. The opportunity is basically defined by two ends. The first is our birth, which is when our clock begins to tick. And the second is our death, when our clock expires. Yes, I mean, everybody here, one of the things that you all recognize is how old you are. Everybody knows their age. And age is essentially what? Age is basically a surrogate for us explaining how long we have had our opportunity to do the good that we hope to achieve. This is the common denominator that all of humanity has been given. Everybody varies in everything else. For example, you vary in your strength. You vary in your intelligence. We vary in our wealth. We vary in the opportunities that we even find ourselves in. But time is a constant. Everybody's given time. Now, you can make an argument that time varies. Some people are given more time. Some people are given less time. Fine. But the point of the matter there is still that time has been given. This is really the key blessing that's bestowed upon every human being. Now, human beings then take that time and they have to make a decision about how to use it. And our reward system, meaning how Allah rewards humanity and how Allah rewards human beings, is not contingent upon anything else other than time. Meaning, you don't have to be wealthy, you don't have to be strong, you don't have to be intelligent. You simply have to leverage the time that you've been given in whatever circumstance you've been placed. And that's sufficient to be able to earn the ultimate reward. There are some people that, are not necessarily wealthy, but they may take a penny from their pocket and they may use it to serve another human being's needs. And that may be the only penny they have, but they get a reward as if they're giving $1 billion. Allah does not look at numbers. Allah looks at intention. A person can give $5 from their pocket, and maybe they were going to use it on themselves, but instead they decided to use it to fulfill the need of another human being. And Allah will reward that, sometimes worth more than a mountain of gold. And there could be another person, honestly, who has a mountain of gold, but they may have 10 or 20. And, you know, they hesitatingly give it to someone else and the intention may not be there, and they may not be able to earn as much of a reward. But the point still remains that the common denominator is the fact that we have time. The one blessing that everybody on the planet has been given is time. Now the question is how we leverage that time. How do we use time in a way that we can benefit ourselves and benefit those around us? We can serve ourselves and serve those around us. So there's a lot to discuss there, but of course we have just a few minutes. So maybe I'll just talk about it from one perspective today. And that is that time is like so many things around us in that we take the time, a person can use it to get tremendous gain, or it can overwhelm a person so that they're left empty. Time is something that a person can use to get tremendous gain, or it can overwhelm a person so that they're left completely empty. I'll just give you a simple example. You know, I think everybody in this room, let's pick something we can all agree on. I think everybody in this room would agree that it is a very high goal to be able to spend time and develop a relationship with the Book of Allah, meaning the Quran. I think, you know, this is something that everybody can agree on, that this is a good thing. It's a means of elevating the soul. It's a means of gaining guidance. It's something that's highly beneficial. And if you ask any Muslim on the planet, they all could agree on this point. That's why I'm choosing this. Everybody can agree on this point. All 1 billion plus Muslims can agree on this point. Now, think about the Quran. So the Quran is, I'm going to keep it really simple, roughly 600 pages with a really big font. 600 pages, but a really big font. Honestly, if you compress the font of the Quran to the size of the font that you're used to reading today, newspaper or web page, the Quran would become significantly shorter. It's 600 pages with a big font with a lot of spaces. Now, if we said to ourselves that, okay, this is 600 pages, if we said to ourselves, okay, I'm going to set a goal for myself. Either I'm going to become very familiar with this Quran, or I'm going to understand and learn how to translate this Quran, or I'm going to memorize this Quran, whatever goal a person makes. If I said to you, okay, there's 600 pages in this, let's break it up into one page per day, and let's make an effort to master it to some degree or another, then that one page per day, if it's 600 pages, it's probably like, what, a year and a half? Right? A year and a half for a person if they attacked or tried to tackle the page, tried to tackle the Quran page by page. Let's make it easier. Let's make it half a page. So if it's half a page, you're like left roughly 3.5 years. All right, let's make it a quarter of a page. If you make it a quarter of a page, then you would double that, so you're talking 7 years. So if I said to you, can you memorize a quarter of a page, or if not memorize, become very familiar with, meaning regularly read and a quarter of a page and try to understand the meaning and try to put the pieces together, everybody would say that's so doable. Because a quarter of a page is two lines, two or three, let's make it three lines, right? A quarter of a page is three lines of very big font with very big spaces. If a person was to consistently and consistently, day in and day out, just tackle the Quran a quarter of a page a day, 7 years, after 7 years pass, they would basically have a gem in their possession. Now, 7 years is not a long time. Think about what happened over the last, forget 7 years, what happened over the last 10 years, how fast that time passed. Think about the last decade. Maybe some of you are younger, the decade seems long, but you know, for someone like me, it feels like yesterday 10 years ago. Yesterday, 10 years ago feels like yesterday. And time just passes us. But the thing is that the one who appreciates the power and value of time can ride it to make progress on their journey by just merely tackling a little bit of time every day and consistently doing it. But otherwise, if we don't leverage the opportunity of time, it just overwhelms us so that the only thing we're left with at the end is, what did I do over the last 7 years? Like, really, where did my last 7 years go? Where did my last 10 years go? What have I done that I can tangibly say makes me a better person today than what I was doing 10 years ago? So the difference here, right, the difference between, if I just said, look at everybody, what have we achieved in the last 10 years, the difference between the one who's achieved a lot and the one who's achieved a little is basically consistency. If somebody tackles something every single day and consistently puts in even a little bit of time every day, they ride the wave of time, and time will eventually take them on a very long destination. They will reach their destination. Whereas if a person haphazardly is going in this direction and that direction and tries to do a lot one day but then does nothing for the rest of the days, and then again wakes up and tries to do a lot that day and then does nothing for the rest of the days, they simply wait in time, and time just passes them over so that they end up not moving anywhere despite the fact that time has moved for in a vector for such a long, over a long space. So what's the difference? Time is moving. Put it this way. Let me just make it very simple. Time is moving. Nobody in this room has to wake up in the morning and turn the sun and the moon. Time is already moving. It's already been given to us. Now, we can sit there and just let the waves of time pass us over and we end up in the same spot 5 years from now or a year from now or even 10 years from now. Or we can leverage the power of time, the blessing of time, and make an intention to do a little bit every day. And by doing a little bit every day, we end up 10 years, 5 years down the line, we end up looking back and saying, wow, I started there, and look where I've ended up today. Now, I gave the simple example of the Quran because everybody could agree upon it. But let's take that one step further. Pick anything that you want to achieve. For example, it's very hard. Let's say that you decide that you want to build an orphanage or you want to support some charity. It's very hard to take a large amount of money and give it to a charity. First of all, most of us don't have a large amount of money. And even if we have a large amount of money, we have 100 excuses that we can make in our minds as to why we shouldn't give today, but we'll give tomorrow instead. Of course, tomorrow never comes. But if a person just says, I'm going to make a consistent goal for myself, which is that I'm going to every single day donate a dollar, or make it every single week, donate a dollar. Over time, that ends up building up, and in fact, it compounds because of the benefits of the blessings that Allah puts in a person's wealth. And it means that when you get to the end of 10 years, you're actually going to have a tangible amount that you've given that has actually made a difference in the lives of other people. This applies in everything, by the way. You know, like you talk to any wealth manager. Let's put religion aside for a second. You talk to any wealth manager, they'll tell you, don't try to save up a big amount and dump it in one investment. Just give a dollar a day or a dollar a week or a dollar a month. And you can go and read all these different papers that people write. You know, if you just give 10, if you put $10 a month into the stock market, right, just $10 a month without worrying about where the stock market is, just a general broad index of, you know, funds, an index fund. And you just, I'm not encouraging an index fund, I'm just giving an example, okay? You just put $10 in every single month or every single week. Just the nature of the compounding nature and the consistency, you'll look at, they'll give you these numbers that you won't even believe. You're like a millionaire after so many years. Now, where's the benefit there? Why does that person who's putting in a small amount consistently end up with such a big amount at the end? Because they leveraged time. They took advantage of that one opportunity of time and consistency. And time and consistency is what drive is are two forces that can take a person to where they want to be. So this is something that all of us should appreciate because, you know, put aside the fact that you're trying to save for retirement, we're trying to save for the hereafter. We've been given this blessing. We don't want that we look back at our lives a decade later and we say, what did I do? Where am I? How come I haven't made the progress that I was hoping to make? Why is it that I'm not only am I not a better person, but I'm either the same person or even worse, I'm worse than what I was 10 years ago. We have a very, very powerful tool at our disposal, which is the time that's already moving in our favor. All we have to do is make some goals. You know, the first thing in life is to have goals because, by the way, most people wake up in the morning and the wind blows them in 100 directions. Like, they read something last night, so now this is their goal. 5 weeks later, they saw something on social media, this is now their goal. A year later, they see something else, or a bunch of people, you know, are moving in one direction, so they move with the herd, this is a new goal. So the first step is to just focus, is to just pick something. And everybody in this room can pick whatever they feel is important. Let's make it Quran because Quran is a baseline thing that we can all agree on. Just make a goal that every single day, the first thing I'm going to do, the last thing I'm going to do, what I'm going to do midday, tie it into something that already exists in our routine, I'm just going to devote 10 minutes a day to Quran. And just say, okay, I'm going to pick two lines of the Quran or three lines of the Quran, make it really simple. And I'm just going to read them over and over and over again. I'm going to listen to Al-Qari. I'm going to try to recite them properly. And I'm going to maybe try to memorize them or at least become very familiar with them so that I can cover them and say them back without looking at it. Okay? And then you just put a date. You go down three lines, just put a date. The next day, go down three more lines, put a date. The next day, go down three more lines, put a date. And I guarantee you, 5 years down the road, or even probably sooner, you'll look at this and this will become a great treasure. Because you'll be able to page through and say, look, I did this entire book and I've become familiar with it. I've gave some time to it. I have something tangible in my hand that I achieved. And the beauty of this, not only is, you know, if you independently took the building blocks, those would be amazing. But I'm also arguing that these things compound. Meaning what happens is you do the first three lines, blessings come into life, right? You do the next three lines, additional blessings come into life. You do the next three lines, there's some words that you became familiar with in the first few lines. Eventually you get down 10 pages, 20 pages, 50 pages, 100 pages. There's repetition. The words are similar. The phrases are similar. All these blessings are coming into your life. Things are changing around you. The things that were distracting you are no longer present. Oh, slowly but surely, what ends up happening is this effort leads to a major result, but it compounds itself, and it gives you far more than what you ever even imagined that you would have received at the end of that journey. So this is an opportunity for every single one of us. When you look at the Quran, you know, it might seem a bit daunting because you say, okay, these are 600 pages in Arabic. But then maybe you should take a step back and say, wait a minute, these are 600 pages, but I actually made it the font size that I'm used to. Then maybe it becomes 200 pages. And then you say, wait a minute, 200 pages, what if I just read a quarter of a page every day? Quarter of a page every day means that in 800 days I would be done. 800 days is less than 3 years. In 800 days, less than 3 years, I would become much more familiar with this book than I was when I first started. And if a person continuously makes an effort in this way, they start by saying, I'm just going to become familiar with the letters and the reading. Then I'm going to become more familiar with the tajweed and the sounds. Then maybe I'll do another round and I'll become more familiar with the words and the meanings. Then it becomes a treasure that a person can actually tangibly and palpably appreciate that I have made some progress. And by the way, this becomes something that then all of life can be built on. Because life is just a series of successes. When we have the opportunity to look back and say, I did something well, it gives us the confidence to know that I can do another thing well, or I could do 10 more things well. So this is the baseline of our deen. Now, subhanAllah, it's already built into our deen because our prayers are sort of like that. You know, if I would have asked you, just as an example, if I would have said to you that I need you to pray 1,500 times in the next year, you know, and you need to make wudu, and you need to pray 1,500, more than 1,500, I'm just rounding, you know, 15, 16, let's say 2,000 prayers, you know, and I'm not even counting the rakahs, but if I said to you 2,000 prayers, and then I said 2,000 times 17, if I said to you, you know, to 34,000 rakahs, I said, you know, we're going to pray 34,000 rakahs, right, in the next year, everybody would be like, what are you talking about, right? That's not possible. But it becomes achievable over a long period of time because a person consistently engages with these prayers so that 10 years, 20, 30 years down the line, you're looking at tens of thousands of rak'ahs, which we would have never been able to do, but except that the deen made it mandatory upon us. So from that, we're learning a very simple lesson, which is that consistency allows a person to achieve a great deal. So this is the reminder that all of us should appreciate, which is that time is moving. Time is moving, right? No one's going to be able to stop that. Now the only question is, how do we leverage the power of that movement? You'll see, sometimes if you look in the water, there's waves coming, right? And you see that there's some things that the waves come, but it just bobbles up and down. And then the next wave comes and it bobbles up and down. The next wave comes, it bobbles up and down. It doesn't move anywhere. And there's other things that manage to take the power of those waves and slowly progress, and they cross continents. They cross from one continent to the other because they leverage that power. So in the same way, we have this time, which is a great blessing that's upon us that all of us in this room have. So we should make goals about how we're going to leverage that time. We should make goals for ourselves. We should encourage our children. We should encourage our families. Those goals, make them small. Be real. They don't need to be big. Make them as small as you want, but make them consistent. It's not my statement. It's a statement of the Prophet, right? Everybody knows the statement, which is that the best deeds to Allah are those that are consistent, even if they be few. Why even if they be few? One, because the intention has power. But two, because even if they're few, they're going to be many. There's no such thing as few when it's consistent. You could say to me, I'm just going to read one line of Quran every day, but I'm going to consistently engage myself with that. And I would say that's probably better than a large percentage of Muslims today. And probably better than what many of us are even able to achieve anyway. And by the way, once a person begins to read one line of Quran every day, it's not going to be long before they go to two. Because they'll be like, this was easy, I can go to the next one. And it won't be long from two before they go to four. And from four, they'll go to eight, et cetera, et cetera. So make goals for ourselves. We should make goals for ourselves. They don't need to be big. And it's on these small wins. You know, you get a little win, everybody will take a little win. On these small wins, the next success is built. And then every person can achieve the goals that they have. We can easily become very familiar with the Quran in this day and age. We have that ability because we have so much free time on our hands. But the challenge doesn't lie in finding free time. That's not the challenge that faces us. We all have weekends, nights. Fine, some of us may have more difficult schedules than others, but we all have some time. That's just the nature of the society in which we live in. The challenge isn't finding time. The challenge is being consistent. The whole battle lies with consistency. You know, it starts with having a goal and one goal and not getting distracted by the thousands of other people out there are doing. Number one, so that's a goal. And then number two, aside from that goal, is to then be consistent. And it's the slow and steady consistency that actually leads to the final goal. You know, I'm just thinking, I'm just going to share this because it popped in my head as I was just talking right now. You know, I remember that as part of the building of the masjid, at the very end, we needed to get all the emails together. Every email that everybody ever sent, at the end, you have to package all those things together and you keep them because you may need to review them. There may be a lawsuit, whatever it might be. All those emails need to be put together. So when we put all those emails together, I mean, my recollection is there were something like 34,000 emails, right? Between probably five people. You know, five people were writing and receiving these emails. Of course, they were sent and received from other people, but there were five people that were sort of, the accounts that we put together were five people's accounts. Okay? So, and by the way, some of these were threads, so there's more communication than just 34,000. Now, if I was scratching my head thinking, how did we write 34,000 emails? By the way, this doesn't include any texting, which people are doing texting much more than they write emails. And I started scratching my head thinking, how did we write 34,000 emails? And who's going to have to even go through all these emails and figure out what actually happened, you know, if there's an issue or there's a question or somebody needs to find some information. But why was it 34,000? How did 34,000 emails arise? Because time. We were just consistently hammering away. Nobody was even counting how many emails we wrote. Just the Nita Roser wrote an email. Another Nita Roser wrote an email. Somebody wrote us an email. We responded to that email. But it became 34,000. You know, same thing with your cars. Go look at the odometer in your car. Or look at the last car if you happen to have a new one. How do you get to 100,000 miles? How do you get to 100,000 miles? You don't just get in the car and start driving 100,000 miles. Nobody does that. It just slowly but surely just piles on and you don't even know where it came from. You just get in the car, you don't think about it, you drive here. You get in the car, you don't think about it, you drive there. You get in the car, you drive here. But when you start adding it up and slowly, and not over a long time, you know, if I said you're going to travel 100,000 miles, you would say that's going to take me like 10 years. But no, people do it in 3, 4 years, sometimes 5 years. You know, the miles just build up. Now, you know, if you could say to yourself, if I would have just each mile, I would have, you know, recited one line of the Quran, imagine where a person would be. So what leads to progress is consistency. What leads to progress is consistency. And the secret, by the way, to success in anything is to focus on to select what's important out of all of the myriad of options that are out there, to decide that I'm going to just put my blinders on and I'm going to choose this and I'm going to delete the rest of the world, and then that I am going to just consistently, regularly, give myself to this discipline. Now, the beauty of that is that Islam has already decided many of those things for us, right? I don't need to worry about what book I'm going to follow. I have my book. I don't need to worry about, you know, do I need to take a message from this podcaster or from this self-help guru or from this book? You know, what self-help book am I going to follow? So confusing. There's 20,000 books out there. What am I supposed to do? I have a messenger. And I'm confident that that's the best of creation. So the messenger has been established for us, Allah sent them. The book is the word of Allah. It far supersedes anything that any human can write. That's already been established for us. Look how simple the deen makes life. We don't all have to get together as a group and have a meeting. Okay, brother, everybody read 20 books. Sister, you all read 20 books. Everybody's going to bring a report at the end, and we're going to figure out what's the book that we're going to follow. We don't have to worry about that. All of it's been set for us. We have the book of Allah, the word of Allah, which far supersedes anything that anybody could ever produce, obviously. And we have the sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have a mechanism. We know where we're going to take our guidance from. And it's tried, true, and tested. It's not even like we have to put our faith in this messenger and then we find out 5 years later that, you know, this happened and that happened. No, set in stone, tried, true, and tested. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has already established that as a model for us. It makes life so easy. Now, I mean, if we want to confuse it and we want to read 100,000 other things and try to find wisdom in them, fine. Spend all our time, you know, trying to find one gem in a trash can. You know, we want to be confused and we want to decide who we think is the messenger and whose message we should be allowing to come into our eyes and our ears and our hearts and our minds. Fine. That's the prerogative of the world to go and find. We're fortunate. We don't have to worry about that. Right away. It's like from day one, all of the heartache of work, which basically it takes 75 years for people to figure out that everything behind them was worthless. Go ask anybody. Go sit with the elderly. You know, that's one of the big benefits of sitting with the elderly. They'll just tell you, I wish I never did anything that I did before. They themselves were spending so much time trying to figure out what direction they should take their lives. We are so fortunate from day one, everything is fairly crystal clear. Now, we muddy the water and make things hazy, but everything's crystal clear. And all we have to do is to not get distracted by everything around us, to not get distracted by this dunya, to keep hijab from all of the distractions around us, and to focus on Allah, the messenger, and his book. So we now, once that's 80% of the battle. Honestly, that's 90% of the battle, because most people don't even know what to do. People say, how should I invest my time? What should I become? What career should I involve myself in? How should I take my... I mean, all that's done for us. Everything's set. Now, the only other challenge, once we clear our minds and attain our focus, the only other challenge is to be consistent. That's where the battle lies. The one who is consistent will reach their goal. Like they say, every culture says this, slow and steady wins the race. You've heard this, slow and steady wins the race. So make an intention that, okay, you know, this is what's important to me. The Quran is important to me. So I am making an intention that I am going to spend every day a period of time with two lines of the Quran. Get a mushaf, start from page one, and just date it. Every day I'm going to spend time with two lines of the Quran, and then I'm going to put a date. Or if I have time, I might do three. And you'll see, time will just naturally pass. And as you keep doing this, eventually, you'll have something that becomes a treasure. And that will just be a treasure in this world. It will be an infinite treasure in the hereafter. We can't even begin to imagine the benefits that will be there in the hereafter. So we should be careful to not let this time pass us. It shouldn't be that we look back a year from now, 5 years from now, 10 years from now. May Allah save us a lifetime from now. And look back and say, oh, you know, I had guidance. I had the straight path. I knew the direction that I needed to move in. But I just wavered with time instead of using that power to push me forward and achieve my goals. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us amongst those who are able to appreciate the bounty and the blessing of time. May he make us amongst those who are focused on our goals of achieving his pleasure. And may he make us amongst those who are able to make each day better than the one that's past. وَآخِرُ دَعْوَانَا أَنِ الْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ رَبِّ الْعَالَمِينَ